and like the finance industry and how Atlanta's getting the title of like a tax haven and everything. And I got a bit stuck because, like you were saying in our last time we saw each other, like it's quite difficult to put onto a t-shirt.
Yes, yes, sure.
And
what does greed look like?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And be commercial.
Yes, exactly.
And I've still done like some research about it because it is like the what's behind my project is that I would like to see more tourism and more like promotion of other parts of Jersey.
Yes, yeah.
So I'm planning on doing that by using my t-shirt as like celebrating like Jersey's culture and history and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So unfortunately
the word that comes to mind in my mind, just to say very quickly, is squashing. So I just have an image is in some ways just visually just come into my head. So I'm just thinking if you want finance, you're saying, oh, I'm really nervous about finance and the greed of finance. What might an image where you are all the stuff you want to promote is squishing finance down in some way?
Mm-hmm.
So it's in my mind, it's almost like finance is a sort of a lot of rubbish. There's a cardboard on top of it, and you're standing on the top of it, and it says finance. And then you're trying to bring something new to the table in terms of tourism or visitors or something like that. I'm trying to think of a visual way of what you're trying to say. I don't know, that's just a mad idea that just suddenly from your conversation just came to my head. So I just say that out loud.
Keep going.
So you just say,
unfortunately I don't have my drawings today because I had a little bit of a mix up.
Okay.
But I'm planning on doing imagery with like lilies and orchids and like our wildlife.
Sure.
And green lizards, cows. Like
Then so I come back to my thing was so then what if the finance industry was the soil?
Yeah.
Was the sort of the stuff this is all coming out of almost. Because obviously finance is generating wealth for us and all the rest of it. It's how do we leverage finance to do the stuff that you want us to do. Does that make any sense at all or not?
It does, I don't know. But I think what Sophie wanted was to drop the finance.
You want to drop it all together?
It's
okay.
Kind of just like the background for why I wanted to do it.
Well, I was kind of describing it as the elephant in the room almost. It's the thing that nobody wants to talk about, but.
Finance industry as a bad thing?
As a, well, it's the kind of, yes, but and good. So when you mention the flowers, it's, you know, is it the something you put into the soil which helps other things flourish in the island? You know, because this is the point. So it's either, or you're squishing it down going, it's becoming too much, you know, I can't cope with it anymore, it's just overwhelming everything else. So that's another perspective of finance in the island in terms of economic situation. So it's sucking in all the jobs, sucking in all, you know, and it's driving house prices up and all the rest of it. And so there's the negative side of it. But from your perspective too, how could you use it as a positive? And I'm just thinking of, you know, the idea, the concept of it being the compost in soil, you know, to help grow things. This is how my mad brain works. So it's just kind of how you know, get to what you want to do, but somehow recognize that there is good in finance.
I think what the way you were looking at is maybe Sophie's idea was for the island to invest a little bit more in the tourism industry.
Yes.
So there's that angle.
Yeah.
And really she just wanted it to be like a little bit of a celebration
of
what our island has to offer in terms of tourism.
Yes, sure.
Like as a culture.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
Of what perhaps would
be
ideally
pushed to. Smack the finance idea in long grass, right, okay.
But you've done a lot of research into the finance industry,
sure.
And that's leading into this project.
Sure.
So it's still there, it's just not so prominent within the imagery.
Yeah.
Okay.
We looked at this artist, Oliver Jeffers, and how it's like...
I'm familiar with him.
Hmm?
Not familiar with him.
Are you
so
not?
No.
He is
an Irish artist,
but he's based in New York.
Okay.
And he's an illustrator.
Right.
He does a lot of commercial.
And what's your core
animation.
Thing? Your animation, right. Okay, right. So
but he does a lot of children's illustration, commercial work, and he does a lot of like propaganda type
stuff.
Right,
yes, yeah.
So he always makes these really childlike illustrations.
Did he do Lost and Found?
Yes, he
that's
did.
An animation.
Ah, yes, it was originally
yeah,
a book.
Yeah,
but he always does stuff off the back of, like, the wars and stuff.
Yes,
he's always
yes,
putting
yes.
out posters and things for that. But I just thought, because Sophie's is animation, she's also leaving early for Christmas, so she's finishing early,
right,
which means
okay.
the project needs to be finished
Fish.
Earlier
Super
than
quick.
Everyone
yes,
else.
Yes, sure, sure.
But we thought about turning an image like this into a bit of a GIF, so something in it's
right.
moving,
yes, sure,
but then
sure.
we could just take a
still
of
from
it,
the GIF,
which
yeah.
would translate
yeah.
quite nicely onto a t-shirt. So we talked about sort of, you know...
Yeah, the sort of spinning world and,
yeah,
it's, and all this
like
stuff spinning out of it. Kind
the
of thing.
Island, and
yeah.
it's just a bit like of a this is what the island has to
offer
type
yeah.
thing,
yeah.
in terms
yeah.
of our culture and
yeah.
in tourism.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where we're at.
Okay,
the
okay.
moment.
Sorry, I've thrown a ball into the... smash.
But how
smash
is that idea?
Yeah, I mean,
you?
No, I think it's great. I mean, it's really interesting how you... I'm trying to think... So in what way would you see that image? How do you feel that image might look? I mean, obviously, this guy's done the world and these stuff's coming out of the world. How... It's just clarity
like
of message, really.
Jersey as
right.
a map with then images of, like, key things that
come
remind you of Jersey.
Right,
like
okay.
Jersey cows.
Yes, yeah,
Jersey
yeah.
Royals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is there anything other than the obvious that we have here? That is...
I definitely... What I am really inspired by is the history of Jersey.
Okay.
Because... Heritage. I just find it crazy that, like, we walk around and, like, even dinosaurs found there.
Yeah.
The one that really boggles me is the chest of coins that were found.
Yes, yeah.
I really want to know what happened with that.
With the people, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's right, they buried it, hoping they would come back one
yeah.
day and maybe got slaughtered somewhere along the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
No, I think that's really interesting. I mean, the other thought to throw at you is, I mean, that's really interesting because I totally agree with you. Lacotte has got this extraordinary depth at Sombrero Arts, that all the finds are, there are so many finds from Lacotte that they can't even display them in the museum. So they're all literally in boxes up here in Trinity, all these, you know, rhinoceros and all sorts of crazy, crazy stuff. And so I was thinking about layers. I just wonder if some of it is layers. Is,
yeah, I could do like sedimentary.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right. Yeah, that sort of imagery. So it makes me wonder if that would be
yeah.
a way of communicating it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm still getting into my finance with its layer of compost. But I'm just, yeah, but from your perspective...
it could be a good way to show like what Jersey has turned into.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that could be a negative thing. But no, but I think the idea of the heritage bit is great. Yeah, that sort of... Yeah, you know, people forget it, you know, even, you know, despite what the Germans did coming into the island, now it's become part of our history, as our heritage.
People,
you know,
travel here for that.
Yes, and you know, my son always said, it isn't incredible, you know, you can sit at the Gunside Cafe and you think, you know, whatever it is, I don't know how many years ago now, is that 80 years ago now? You know,
mm-hmm.
there were bloody gun emplacements
mm-hmm.
there and you couldn't get there, there's barbed wire around it, and now it's a cafe.
It is fascinating.
Yeah, to see how things change, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe there's an approach with those layers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I quite like that idea.
Like
it's
that
quite
idea
nice
too.
To separate them
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you just got to make that visually happen.
Yeah.
And is there a word or a, you know,
a phrase?
What three words
yeah.
as the line goes? Is there something that could... Jersey sounds obvious.
Yeah.
And maybe it's linked to like Visit Jersey, like the
yeah.
travel
yes, yes.
industry type.
Yes, yeah. You could maybe nick their logo. I don't know. There's the famous one years ago called the Flying Banana.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
For Jersey?
For Jersey, yeah, yeah. yeah.
I don't
they created that one. That was years ago. It was 20 years ago.
Okay.
And they spent a fortune doing it, and someone that was ultimately knocked down as being the Flying Banana.
I think that will come for a bit more of your research, Sophie, with a bit more of a deeper dive. And maybe it's linked to travelling and welcoming tourists
yes,
or sort
yes.
of like just promoting what we have here.
Culture.
Maybe it could be a bit like fun.
Yeah, 100%. Oh yeah, well, like your illustrator there. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. I saw a. I quoted this actually. Something about Picasso said. Something it took him 3 years to be able to do his painting like Michelangelo or one of these famous ones.
I've seen
Did
that.
Did you see that one?
Yes.
Yeah. And a lifetime to be a child, draw like a child.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so good.
That's such a good line. I thought that's so good.
A classic way on how artists break the rules.
Yeah.
You got to know the rules first.
Exactly.
Okay. Is there anything else?
I'm fine. That's great.
Yeah.
Your time's up anyway. So.
Thank you, Sophie.
Thank